Jim, you living or you surviving?
I'm living.
Explain.
Each day you wake up, it's another day that you can, that you survive.
That's right.
So you're surviving as long as you're here. So, and I've learned to enjoy the journey. So, I'm living.
That's real. Welcome to the Integrity Response with your brother CEO Khaki. Every individual sitting across from me doesn't believe in being typical, ordinary, or familiar. They're elite, meaning society's norms don't sit well with them. They believe in raising the bar for themselves, family, and for those they may never meet. From those in humble beginnings to those in the midst of greatness and legends who've paved the way. With a comedic edge, I will ask the questions that hold value, and I believe we'll gain insight to the real them. It's the Integrity Response. Come on, man. Let's take them back. Let's take them back. Before rap, let's at age 9,
yeah.
What did you want to be?
Age 9, that's crazy. Damn. little stuff like a firefighter.
That's real.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you little, you see a fire truck and all that. Like, you used to,
That's right, that's right.
I don't think, I ain't never wanted to be a cop though, but.
Gotcha. But something what you saw in a sense, majority what you saw.
Yeah. That's real. Like, yeah, just a little regular, you know, regular things like that. It wasn't nothing too crazy, but I've always liked music. I always saw music, so.
Gotcha.
That's really the only thing I remember.
Dating back, who was that? Who was that one artist on TV where you looked and like, okay,
yeah,
I gotta do this. Who was that?
Definitely Kanye.
That's crazy, bro. I can draw in that comparison. That's crazy. Right. That Kanye, he's my top three.
Yeah, man. He's like,
paints a picture.
Discography itself just speaks for itself.
It's a fact.
That's it.
That's a fact. That's real.
Just off of discography itself. I mean, a lot of people like to involve politics and a lot of different things into the music, but discography itself, yeah.
Him. That's real. For sure. Let's keep taking it back, man. What kind of kid were you? Three type of kids, man. You know, were you a Uno, Connect Four, or Monopoly type kid?
Connect Four.
Come on.
For sure.
Yes. That's real.
Connect Four. Yeah. Definitely get served in some Connect Four. Hey, go hold you. That connect the dots.
Yes, sir. So you
have
Jamaican and Guyanese descent.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Facts. For sure, man. For sure. Yeah, okay. Gotcha. So were you born in the States as well? Or?
Yes. I was born in Atlanta.
Gotcha.
For sure. But I have... where my family came from, Guyana, and from Jamaica, they moved to New York.
That's what's up.
And so a lot of my family is from like Brooklyn.
Gotcha.
Around the way. So, and I'm very like family oriented.
That's right. That's right.
So,
sure.
Like the influence is heavy there. So that's kind of how it's like, I'm cultured a little bit. So you hear a little bit of mixture of.
You can,
bro. You hear a mixture of some Atlanta and New York and, you know, some island. You know what I mean? So, yeah. But
were you the type of kid that traveled back for summertime?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I went. Yeah, for sure. So I've been in New York a couple of times growing up. And then, but. Went to Guyana.
Gotcha.
I didn't get to touch Jamaica yet.
Okay, gotcha.
I need to get there, but I went to Guyana for
sure. How was that visit?
Man, I remember I was like 5 or 6, but gotcha. I remember every single piece of it. Yeah, like it was an experience that like I'll never forget.
That's
go back.
Come on, that's what's up.
For sure.
That's what's up.
I gotta
that's
go back.
Up. Is that something you like when you do touch back in Jamaica? You got needs. You plan on visiting with the artists as well?
Nah, definitely. I definitely want to tap into what's going on there. You see what I'm saying?
Dope,
like, I want to, you know, get a little bit more deeply involved with the culture.
That's right. For sure. Any siblings?
Yeah, I have a little sister, but I also got like, you know, you have cousins that's like your siblings.
That's right.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I got a couple of those too.
Up,
you
man.
Feel me?
So, definitely. That's what's up.
Yeah. So I'm the oldest son, but I'm not the oldest son.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Everybody still here in Atlanta or?
Yeah.
Okay,
facts.
That's good.
Facts.
That's
everybody's
good.
Here in Atlanta. So
that's what's up.
You know what I'm saying? They won't call away.
Gotcha.
You feel me?
For sure. That's it.
That's it, man.
All right. Fill in the blank for your fans, man. In high school, I was known as the kid that.
Rapped.
Come on now. So that's who you were. That's everybody knowing you for that.
Yeah.
Battles, all that.
Yeah.
Like, gotcha. Taking it there. Was
facts.
That something you
like,
Because most rappers in high school produced as well. That's something you used to do?
No, gotcha. I actually didn't. And my guy Juno tried to, because he produced.
Gotcha.
And
shout
he
to
tried
Juno.
To teach me. Come on,
you know.
So he tried to teach me how to produce. I think I dead fell asleep.
Gotcha.
I think he hit a corner right there too, looking at me crazy. But I fell asleep. Like, it was like 30 minutes in. I can't, it's a different patience. I need to revisit that.
It's a different patience.
You got to respect it, because without the producer, there's no beat. You're not rapping over nothing.
It's nothing.
As well as, you know, vocals, same thing, but it's different for producers. It's a different, if it's different, it's a different respect.
It is, bro. You know, people don't speak about that, man. You know, producer going through 60 to 100 snares.
Word.
That lets you know it's a different type of patience.
Yeah, you know, you feel me? And I appreciate that.
That's real.
For real. I appreciate that. I do. You know what I'm saying? But nah, I've never been able to do that.
Gotcha. No, yeah, that's real. That's real.
Shout out to the Fruity Warriors.
Come on,
yeah.
You know, that's what's up.
For sure.
Jim, did you always feel you was born to do this?
Yeah, honestly, I've just been doing this since like forever.
That's real.
I ain't gonna hold you. People be holding back on like Lil Bow Wow and Lil Romeo. Like, they don't be wanting to really give them their flowers.
Say that,
for real,
bro.
And Soulja Boy, for real. Like, we used, yeah,
first
like,
bro, that's
nah,
a fact,
for real.
Bro.
Like, my first album I ever had for real was a Lil Romeo album.
Come
for
on,
real.
Bro, that's a fact. That's real.
Because you
that's
saw
real.
Somebody young doing it. Doing yeah, it. Like, it real
brought,
talk.
Bro, it created that atmosphere. Like, wait a minute, this is possible.
Word.
That's real, bro. That's
yeah,
real.
You see somebody that look like he's young too. He's yep. doing it,
that's
so
right.
it's like
right.
you know, there's a market for this. It can happen.
That's a fact.
You know
that's
what I'm saying? So nah, for sure. So that's where it started. Yeah.
That's how
it
started.
Yeah.
You weren't always Jim. Who was Kid Gemini?
That's
come on,
crazy.
Man. Come on, man.
But, yeah. Man, yeah, that's still me.
Yeah,
it's
for
still
sure,
me,
for
right?
Sure.
But I'm just, I've. The experiences I've been through is the life that I've lived, the my growth as a person, musically, physically, emotionally, spiritually.
Real.
It's evolved. You know, both involves my name. It's just that's just shorter.
I was about to say the J-E-M.
Yeah.
I want to talk on that period after that, bro.
Yeah.
What does that symbolize? What does that mean?
Yeah, I feel like it's a couple of things. J-E-M is my initials.
Gotcha.
So
dope.
So
dope.
That's easy. Dope. But Jim, like I feel like a lot of people had that name Jim, like on streaming platforms, and it was making it harder for me to be found.
I gotcha.
That helps for the metadata for
makes
me
sense.
To be found.
Makes sense.
But it also makes a statement with a period. It just
bro, it does. It does. It's different. I respect that.
Thank
dope.
You.
I respect that.
That.
It's like okay, I said it. It's me.
Word. That's that.
That's real. That's real.
You know what I'm saying? People used to butcher that name Kid Gemini too.
Gotcha.
Nobody gets Jim wrong.
Bro, that's real.
Nobody gets
right,
Jim wrong.
Real,
it's so easy.
That's
like
real.
People used to butcher.
Right, right.
Like, oh man.
That's real, bro.
So yeah, it's easier. And
you,
it's my name.
Your music isn't known for the antics, the clout chasing, trying to go viral. Why is that important on your journey?
To each their own, but I feel like if you're in it for the long run, and you kind of and you know which direction you want to go with it, and you know what message you want to be broadcasted, you know, want to be reached. So I just feel like it just depends on where you want to go with it. If you're in it for like the just you know the quick bag, or you know, it just depends. But me personally, it's just. Yeah, it means a little bit more to me.
That's real, bro. No shame to those who do.
No shame, yeah, because you know you get it how you get it. I can't fault you, but you know, that's just me personally.
Right,
yeah.
You have a certain level of integrity.
Yeah, yeah, word. You know what I'm saying?
That's real, bro. That's real.
Yeah, but don't get me wrong. I'm not even like we be wilding. You know?
Yeah, yeah. It's bro. Like it's all.
Yeah.
This is entertainment. It's number one. It's entertainment. Number two. It's art form.
Facts.
Yeah. It's like bro. Like you, bro. Like. And fans, looking at the camera, fans, if y'all just type in J-E-M period, you'll see everything I'm speaking about. For the new fans watching this, I'm telling you, man, he
good
is
looking.
Universal with his sound. Every video is different. He has that about him. But
thank
yeah,
you.
Bro, like, what do you, what
thank
do you,
you,
you know it, man, I appreciate it. You know it. What do you think the game is missing right now? The locker room talk where you just like, you know what I'm saying? What is the game missing?
I just think that right now, I can't say it's one thing in particular that the game is missing, but I can say that right now we're in a time period where it's a lot of quantity over quality.
Gotcha.
So I feel like a lot of people taking their time on their projects don't really happen as much anymore.
Gotcha.
So I can't fault that either, but like I said, that's why I think the game is missing, just a little bit more care in it.
Gotcha. Wow, that was I haven't heard it like put like that. Yeah. Care.
Just a little bit more care in it.
That's
yeah.
real, bro. That's real. All.
You
that's
feel real. Me? Like, because gotcha. The art is art. I'm not even, you know, some people have songwriters, so many people have. So whether it's the TikTokers that get signed or whether it's whatever, the music industry is what it is, right? But if it has some more care in the product that's putting out and more people, natural talent.
That's a fact.
You know, curated.
That's so true.
I feel like, yeah.
Do you think it's because of everything, like you say, you know, your TikTok, everything is so fast.
Yeah.
People want things fast. Music doesn't stick.
Yeah.
It's hot. You know, it's hot for 3 weeks and it's up out of here.
Yeah, that's great. It's crazy. Now, back then, being a one-hit wonder, I know that.
It meant something,
right? That's what I was about to get to. Yeah, some people that was one-hit wonder, they were a one-hit wonder, but they was paid for it. But now it's like everybody damn near got a platinum plaque or something else. Like, you feel me? I mean, I don't yet, but it's more attainable now, easier nowadays. Back then, that was like, you can eat for the rest of your life off of one-hit wonder. You know what I'm saying? For sure.
Joe Budden, shout out to Joe Budden, you know, but no, he says, like, I'm eating the rest of my life off of bump it up.
That's a fact,
bro. That's real, bro.
I'm not mad at it.
At all. Take it and go build something else. Yeah, bro,
yeah,
that's real.
That, I mean, isn't that what we're supposed to do, though?
Bro, that's...
You feel me? Like, everything has a time expiration. Like, you're not finna just be the hottest forever. Like, it don't work that way. It just don't work that way.
Bro, you're saying something.
I feel like most of this involves, like, self-realization. You kind of, like, putting yourself outside of your body, like, you know, like, really think about why people should care about what you have going on.
Wow.
Yeah,
that was a humble statement. To say something like that.
Yeah,
think, like, about why people should care.
Yeah,
about what you got going on.
Yeah, so many other people is doing something, and they could, even like when we say at our deleted heat shows, like, people, we're so grateful because people could be anywhere, like, literally anywhere else.
And shout out to the deleted heat series, man. Y'all, please, let's speak on that, man. That's dope. We spoke off camera about it.
Word.
Let's speak about that too.
Word. Deleted Heat is a curated network series that is thrown in Atlanta about every month or so.
Gotcha.
Performances. We actually have competitions. When I say curated, it's just different things, like all female shows.
Gotcha.
Like, you know, R&B, you know, sure. Just certain things like that. And we want to give a platform.
That's
by artists for artists. So we understand what it's like, you know, like we understand what it's like being an artist. You want to have somewhere, a safe space, you know, to perform and to network. And,
That's right.
Yeah, that's just pretty much what we do.
That's real.
You know, for sure, as much, man, as we can. That, for sure.
And that, the next one is upcoming on
June. What day?
When is the next event?
21st. Yes. The
21st. Gotcha, sure.
Okay. The 21st. We actually have
6 to 10 perfect hours. It's on Sunday. You can't miss it. Back in time.
Atlanta Treehouse.
Yeah, for sure. That's
Thank
dope.
You.
Definitely,
you
know, man. Definitely.
For sure. We're giving away some good prizes.
Come on, dope.
Yeah, for sure.
Jim, what drives you?
Family.
Come on.
Yeah, family and people around me. Honestly, I get, like, my inspiration from, like, within, like, wanting to see everybody else, like, that's what they with me, for sure. For real. Yeah.
That's real, bro.
Yeah, that's what drives me, for real.
Respect.
Yeah, family.
Fill in a blank for me, man.
What's up?
Mismatched diamonds. Got this shit turning different colors.
Kaleidoscopes, color case, Sager. Hey.
Come on. Let's speak on that, man.
Word.
The recently dropped track, Craig Sager.
Yo, okay.
Bro, number one, for those who don't know who Craig Sager is, let me tell you about Craig Sager,
yeah,
man.
If you know, you know.
If you know, you know. That that splash before, bro.
Man,
he put it on.
He must have put it on himself.
Bro. That's real,
man,
bro.
You know what I'm saying? Greg's, vibrant.
That's, right, that's real, bro.
And he was mad confident in it. He was like, "Yo, this is what we doing."
That's real.
Yeah, for sure. So
come on, that's real.
Shout out to
Greg.
Take a long live.
What inspired that track, man?
Man, I don't know. I was just kind of like just freestyling a little bit.
Gotcha.
I just said his name in it, and I just, matter of fact, yeah, no, I heard the beat, I wrote the song, and then I said his name in it, so I was like, oh, boom, that's easy.
That's it,
I don't
easy.
Know no
gotcha.
Song.
Okay,
for
sure. Right,
for
right,
sure.
Classic.
Yeah,
bro.
For
classic.
Sure. I appreciate
that's
that,
real.
Man.
Classic,
I appreciate
bro.
That.
Sure.
Yeah, it's going up
for
right
sure.
now
definitely.
Too.
Come
like,
on, come on.
Yeah, so far as like my most streamed, so like thus far, and I just released it. So
gotcha, for sure.
Yeah, so
that's what's up. Y'all, please, looking in the camera, please, y'all go check that out, Craig Sega, right now.
Please,
all platforms, Spotify, Apple Music. Please go check that out for sure.
Thank you.
Sure, you know it. Bro, so let me ask you this, man. Dating back a year, what's something you learned about yourself?
I feel like, that's a good question.
Right.
Yeah, facts.
He's good. Love it.
That's fair.
Yes.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, 1 second. I feel
right.
That I learned about myself.
Right.
Dang, within the last year. I feel as if within the last year I learned that I have more faith than I think I do.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like sometimes I don't know how things are gonna happen, but I'm just like, but it, it happens.
I respect,
you know,
that.
And I know why things formulate to come out the way it do.
Gotcha.
There's a higher power.
It's real.
That.
Come on.
So
bro.
I have more faith than I think
I respect that myself,
for sure.
I respect that for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Throughout the past year, there's been sometimes I don't know how something's gonna happen, but it happens.
Gotcha.
And that keeps happening. Like I'm a power manifester.
Come on.
You know, so I feel like if we put things into the air.
Come on, bro.
Yeah,
that's a fact. That's yeah. real.
If you
real.
Really, and it's not even for me. It's like I write a lot of things down.
Gotcha.
Since I started writing things down, like over the past year, I think I said that in Craig Sager as well. I wrote down a list of all my goals. Since then, I scratched them off one by one.
Bro, you did.
Yeah, like, and I even go back to when you asked me. You know, am I living or
surviving?
And I think that if you. When I say, I think you got to take each thing day by day. Because if you think about life itself, it gets overwhelming. So if you take it and break it down day by day, and even when I say I write down a list of all my goals, yeah, all of them, but even short-term goals, things like that, just to make me feel like as if I'm moving along.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, to get back, I hope I answered your question.
Yeah, no, you are. No, but you're taking it on a different leaf. And the fans are in for a treat, bro, because you even how you say you manifest everything, bro. And number one, they say millionaires write down everything.
Yeah.
So
for
saying
sure.
that, that's something you started doing as well, bro. You're on track to literally, bro, like they write down everything.
Definitely. And I've also been able to put myself in, I've been grateful for the level of people I guess I attract to me as well. I have some great powerful mentors, you know, that's used to a certain living, and they put me on to what the behaviors are like what, you know, and we've been raised to be accustomed to things.
Boy.
You know? So what I mean by that is even when you're hungry, don't look like you're starving. And even when you up, just know you could be down. You feel me? So yeah. So
it's
we just
real.
Know how to maneuver in each space, because if you can relate to that, and you can relate to anybody.
That's real, bro.
For sure.
That's real. And you did speak on the mentors as well, but dating back a year, what's something you learned about those around you?
I learned that I have this thing of where I want everybody to,
go ahead, bro.
You know, but what I've learned is you gotta lead by example, lead by action, and also invest in the people around you.
Gotcha.
Invest in the people around you that's helping you helping you complete what you have going on.
Gotcha.
So they could be, they could help themselves from it too.
That's real.
Yeah.
That's real.
For sure.
It definitely, man. Heavy is the head, bro. It takes, you know, everybody, it takes, bro, like, just like you said, you know, sometimes you have to get up on the mountaintop first.
Yeah.
See what's over there.
Yeah.
Then bring, you know what I mean? Then bring everybody.
Right.
It
yeah.
does everybody. That's what everything.
Yeah. Bro. Yeah. Exactly. You know, and if you could assist your homie up the mountain, if you could get up the mountain quicker than you, then you do that as well. Yeah. I feel like there's definitely different positions that need to be played.
That's,
you know,
so
you don't always have to be the, you know, the superstars.
That's right, bro. It's, come on.
We all on
that's
the same
true.
Team.
That's so true, bro.
Yeah, we,
so
you true. Be trying to, they be trying to cross up their own man. You feel me? Like, we on the same team. You be trying to cross your own man. I ain't never seen Jokic try to cross up
bro.
Or like, well, you feel me?
Steve,
I ain't seen.
Steve Kerr got the rings too.
You feel like, you see
bro,
what I'm saying?
Real,
you feel me? So it's
Bill
like,
right, everybody got the rings too.
Let's be real. You know what I'm saying? When we win together.
That's right, bro.
You know what I'm saying? And I also don't believe, like, I don't believe, I see this a lot, I've over the years.
Right.
People feel like if they give somebody the information and they put them on, that they might take money out of, you know, their mouth, or, you know, out of their family mouths and stuff like that. But
bro, when you said that, one of my favorite quotes is, man, a candle loses no light by lighting another candle.
That's real talk.
Like,
that's
bro,
real
like,
talk.
Yeah, so. Sometimes when you're confident in yourself, you don't work. See, that's the
but
thing.
See,
yeah, you're saying,
I'm the
you
type
know.
Though. I'm the type. I came up off of the game you gave me. I'm gonna break you off though. I'm not sure if maybe that some people got burnt before.
Gotcha,
you know.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? That could, but it's all within the game. It's all
that's
a learning
fair.
Lesson.
That's
everybody
fair.
Done. That, come
every,
on,
that's bro. Every.
Put
that's
their
real.
Hand on the stove
come
a couple
on, bro,
times. So, you feel me? Word. Everybody need to put the.
That's a fact.
You
that's
done
real.
Touched the little. You
that's
know,
real. That's real,
no,
bro.
So,
that's real.
I mean, you got charged to the game.
You got charged to the game. And with that, man, no love lost.
Let's talk no love
yeah,
lost.
Yeah, word.
Come on. Bro, let's talk about no love lost, bro. High energy. You didn't miss not one thing on the delivery.
Good luck,
video
man.
Crazy. We spoke
thank
off
you.
Camera about it, bro. Like,
thank you.
This particular videographer. As well,
yeah,
is in the building.
Yeah,
come on, now,
my man's Brizzy
about, man.
Kicks
come on,
some water.
What we about?
Yeah, that's my guy.
Come on, bro.
That's my guy.
Hard,
like,
bro,
man, like, so when No Love Lost,
yeah,
it was my guy's Jalen's birthday.
Gotcha.
You know, so we were like, you know what? He was like, yo, I want to go to Cali. I'm like, bro, I want to shoot a video.
Hard, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Hard.
So first we were hitting up like drone. People in Cali to so they could do the drone footage
exactly.
for us and
gotcha,
stuff like
gotcha.
That. But when we were looking it up, it was like they were charging us for a scene how much it would cost for a drone and stuff like that. You feel me? So
gotcha.
We was like, you know what? Like that's just all I'm saying. Like we was like, let's do it ourselves,
man.
So yeah, like
just like that.
So yeah, we shot. Yeah, I booked some time at a studio space. We did the video there, and we celebrated my man's birthday.
Come
it was litty,
man,
so we all got it done,
bro.
And we came back.
Saying, working and pleasure,
yeah.
bro. You can't beat it.
Yeah, we went
can't
and
beat it, bro.
Yeah,
that's how you do it.
Yeah,
how you
we
do it,
did
bro.
It, and we came back.
That's what's up, bro. Let me ask you, man, what's your song? Do you feel like ad-libs, you know, complete a song?
So I feel like it could complete a song, but it could also break a song, too.
Answer,
for
bro.
Sure. Like, if it's not at the right level, or if it's too much, or
gotcha.
There's a little too many spaces, it's like, bro.
Gotcha.
So, I mean... You know,
it could. Gotcha.
It could
gotta,
get you there.
That's
but
right. That's
it could
right.
also.
I feel you. All right. Sure. Man, this question for your fans, man. You know, after a concert or show, when you complete a show, you're at home, your head hits the pillow. How do you feel?
I be still. Got some type of weird adrenaline thing going
gotcha.
On.
Gotcha. Gotcha. What
weird.
Is, bro? I like. Cause look, this is fan favorite question. What is that like, bro? Like, what is that? You know, you kind of hit it on the head. Like, damn, like
yeah.
a weird adrenaline. Like,
yeah.
What is?
Like,
go ahead, yeah.
Bro. Because like right now, I feel like probably when my set times get like a whole lot longer, like when I'm doing like hour sets, probably I'll be a lot more tired.
Gotcha.
But like right now with the set times, like between like longest I'll do like 15 probably.
Gotcha.
That'd be on the longer side, right?
Gotcha.
Is it still like more energy there? You know what I'm saying? So
gotcha.
Yeah, I'm up until I crash. Like
gotcha.
Yeah, I'm
right,
up.
Right.
Yeah, I'm up until
are
I
you,
got.
Are you examining like playing everything back in slow motion? Like what?
Honestly, nah. Like it's hard. It's hard to even like when I do videos and like when I do like performances and stuff like that, I just kind of in the mode of like getting it done, that I'm not taking in like the moment.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So
I respect that.
Yeah, so it's that. Honestly, a lot of my performances, until I go back and I look at the footage, then gotcha. I could like remember doing it. Makes sense. Like off the top of my head, like just nah, like, it's nah, just like I just kind of gotta get it done.
Gotcha.
Type thing,
gotcha.
Know?
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. For sure. That's what's up.
But yeah, I want to do definitely take more time into enjoying that.
The moment. Gotcha. Yeah, because it goes fast.
Yeah,
it goes fast.
But yeah, like it get lit too. I be getting lit. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Real, bro. That's real.
We be lit up there.
Yeah,
so,
that's what's up. Definitely, sure. Bro. Definitely, man. Yeah. Feel it, Blake, for your fans. The older I get, the less I.
That's so many. The older I get, the less, I won't say the less I stretch, but I know where I'm going. You know what I'm saying? So like, I won't say the less I stress or the less I worry, because it's life. As long as you wake up, you're going to have those things. But I'm realizing that more the older I get. Like, the older I get, each day you wake up, somebody else didn't.
That's real.
Each day, you know, like, for real. That's like, true. That's true. Each day, either you made a dollar or you didn't. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of, I'm trying to simplify things as I get older.
Gotcha.
You know?
I like that. For sure. No, for real, bro.
Take it a day at a time.
Stress will put you in an early grade, they say. You know
man,
what I'm saying?
For like, real, no, for real. Stress, your mental would definitely do that. And I'm in a period in the time of my life where I feel like, I'm in my 20s. You got to enjoy that. A lot of people
look,
because it fly and go. Like,
it does. 30,
even, you know, so I'm like, still, I still got to take it in. Like, that's we've been working and time go by quick, because even like with how as much as we've been working, it's been turned up over the last like 2-3 years.
Gotcha.
And
gotcha.
We look back and like, damn, that was still this year. There's only 6 months.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, this was only like 6 months
bro,
ago.
Right.
It feel like it's forever ago.
Wow.
You know, so it's like each year, you know, there's like each year, like it feel like the year gets shorter.
Right.
That's because we're getting accustomed
on,
to each to
that's
the year
so
as we get older.
Yep. You start looking at it. Oh, all right. This, you know, you're really looking at it.
You
four
know,
seasons.
Yeah,
real.
Facts.
Yeah.
It's four seasons.
That's real, bro.
Easy.
That's real. But while we on that too, bro, like you, let me ask you this. Got to think about where I was going. You was just on that. Let me see. You was. Mental, keep going back. Bro, man, I lost my train of thought on that one, bro. I was trying to pick up on what you were saying, bro.
On which part?
But yeah, no, bro, hold on. I just lost. It's going to come back right
word.
On perfect time.
Nah,
man, as a human, man, do you feel like you're misunderstood? Artists, man, like are some of the rarest forms God has given us. You know what I mean? Like, do you think you're misunderstood as a human being?
I feel like we all are artists aside, like everybody has had an intention misinterpreted.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? So like, yeah, sometimes I feel like you could probably, I guess, feel as if that you had great intentions or that your message, what you have in your head is not how somebody else could perceive it.
Gotcha.
So yeah, I think in general, humans are misunderstood just in general. Yeah,
based on being a performer, an artist, who has to paint a picture to people to hear,
right?
Whether it's 1,000, 10,000, a million, 10 million, whatever it is, does that create this vulnerability as an artist, like where you're like, man, like, should I say that, or you're just like purely, just like how you said in the concert, like, no, I'll put it out there.
It's out there.
Gotcha.
Like,
that's
real. It comes from a place.
Gotcha.
Most everything that I'm talking about comes from a place. Either like if it's not even I don't gotta go through something for me to feel some way about, like, I, you know what I'm saying? Like,
okay.
I learn from other, I hear, you feel me? I listen, I hear.
Gotcha.
You know
what
I mean?
Gotcha.
And even if I ain't been through, I seen it.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm from a place where I could speak on a lot of different perspectives. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I ain't like hop off the porch, but I like, you know, took a glance around
this world is your muse.
You know,
like, nah, bro, like, this is everything, bro. We can sit here and watch, you know,
facts.
Somebody's interview, literally. Okay, all right.
So,
bro, like, just painting the picture, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Real, bro.
So, you can trust, as an artist, you just try to paint it as the best way you can through your eyes. But how it's perceived to somebody else is always interesting to me, because everybody going to receive it differently.
Gotcha.
So,
what's your most, to date, what's your most introspective track you've written so far?
I would say it's a song for my project coming up called Bands Are Better.
Come on. That's what's up.
Yeah.
And what is, can I get an exclusive? Like,
yeah.
Just of what it what you're kind of speaking on.
Yeah, for sure. And even before we get out of here, I'll let you hear it for sure. But pretty much it's I wrote this song a minute ago, like when I was in college.
Gotcha.
But it was just through a perspective where it was like, I felt like I was just hearing about a lot of people's issues, and I was going through some stuff too.
Gotcha.
And it was just like, yo, don't call my phone about your problems, because I got my own. And, you know, it's like,
saying so.
Yeah, like, and I wasn't at the crib, so I was adjusting to that. Gotcha. You know, so it was just a little time period for me where it was a point of hunger. Like, gotcha. I was at college, even though, like, did I really want to be there? Nah, but I'm first generational.
Yes.
I wanted to definitely, I'm an older brother. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to make sure that I got it for my family more than just for me.
Was there a little bit of pressure involved with that? Or it was like a
proud, I'm Caribbean, right, you feel me? Gotcha, so like they is heavy on school, like yo, like
it's, gotcha though.
Hey, I mean, but I feel like, what was it like? I would have got kicked out and unloved and just disbarred if I didn't go. No, it wasn't.
But you just had that prestige.
Yeah, like, but it was pretty much like they've always taken my education so seriously, and I took mine seriously as well. You know what I'm saying? So if I didn't want to go, I wouldn't have went. Gotcha. Because the route I went, I didn't have to, but I knew that I realistically was going to make the most out of what I was going to do either way.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? So I made connections and made the most out of everything I could have. And it wasn't too far from the city. I didn't go to school in the city. So. Gotcha.
What was your major?
IT.
IT. Come
yeah,
on,
for
come
sure.
On.
So
and you said something too, man. Like I had, Clay James on. He said, man, sure. You know, went to college. He said one of the biggest things I got from college was my network.
Yeah, facts.
Like, he was like, facts. Well, I developed some interest.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Because, yeah, with me not going to school in the city, it helped me to maneuver, because I felt like down you know, like the middle Georgia area, gotcha. It's a lot smaller and conservative, so it's easy to just kind of like
real.
Yeah, to move faster now. It's easy, you know what I'm
gotcha.
Saying,
that's
to,
right.
to
that's
get
right.
to where you need to be
that's real.
Quicker, because you can network to the people you need to get to
gotcha.
Easier
gotcha.
than here in the city. I could say that for sure, but I definitely feel like the experiences there has helped me to where I am now, where
gotcha.
I could take advantage of with my situations now because
gotcha.
Of what I learned through
that's
school.
Real.
So, for
and
sure.
Bro, you're well spoken too.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I could tell you've spoken to a lot of different,
for sure.
You know, ethnic
yeah,
you know, like,
yeah, I've been
in
different
rooms. For sure.
I'm in different rooms. I make sure I'm always in a different room.
Gotcha. That's right.
I've realized something. and I'm not even. The first time I was the brokest person in the room, I was like, man, I don't know.
Yeah,
like,
man,
but
go
you gotta be uncomfortable. You like
that's
I don't wanna
you
be
grow.
The, I don't wanna be the richest person in the room.
That's a fact, bro.
I don't wanna be the brokest in the room either, but
that's what you learn the most, bro.
But
come on.
I don't but it's you gotta put yourself in places that you're uncomfortable with.
That's
and you
so
got
true.
To.
That's a fact.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying between main music is the love, but the places we could take it is
that's real.
It's gonna be a wide outreach.
That's real.
For sure.
Respect. What's up, bro? Definitely.
Yeah, thank
man.
You.
You've
thank
been
you.
Rapping since the age of
about eight or nine. Whenever Through the Wire came out.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. Yes.
It is really that.
Wow, it's like that.
Yeah. I heard it on MTV and I was
wow.
like raps. I'm like, yo, this is crazy.
Crazy.
Yeah. It was a sample. The sample wow. he dropped that. He did. What?
Yeah.
It was different.
Bro.
And I was like, yo, like he really was like banged up like in wow. that video and he was still rapping. I'm like, yeah, it's crazy.
This guy's different. You knew then right there.
Yeah.
Like, okay, this guy's different.
Yeah, I used to like
without my arm I spit.
Man,
boy,
yo, I used to like yeah. I think it was it called Metro Lyrics or something like that. It was like the only lyrics
gotcha.
Website
prior
that was
every-
out. Yeah, before Rap Genius
right,
all that.
Right,
I used
right,
to,
right.
My mom used to get mad. I used to print out lyrics. I used to print out mad lyrics. She used to get mad I was printing out wasting her ink. First, this when ink was
yeah.
like, yo, ink ain't cheap. Rare.
Right.
Yeah, this one them days. I remember.
Right.
That
no,
word
no,
facts.
That's real, bro.
Facts.
That's real.
I was always
yes,
messing
sir.
Up the computer, so that's why I was in IT. I learned how to
gotcha.
Basic. I always messed up the computer.
Gotcha.
You feel
gotcha.
Me? Word. And I was always replacing the cartridges, all that stuff. So it was, yeah, that's how that happened.
That's real. That's what's up, man. How do you know? I know you spoke. We spoke off camera, but how do you deal with the politics in the industry? How do you deal? How did your team, how do y'all deal with all that, man? Like, because there's a lot. And number one, we're in Atlanta. you know, where it's saturated. How do you deal with all the politics?
Ooh, man, the politics in the city. I feel, you know, honestly, it's funny you say the word politics, because like I'll be referring to myself as a politician.
Gotcha.
I'll be saying that this is my campaign. Oh, yeah, for sure. This is the campaign. Yeah, you feel bro. Me? You join the campaign. That's so real. I feel it. We're running our campaign, and that's right. Our politics. Respect so that. It's like, whether, you know, I endorse this message, by the right. way. You feel me? Word. Right, but right. The time just endorsed this message. But I feel like now I heard before, you know, that when I was younger, gotcha. Growing up, that Atlanta was like clicked up and, you know, this, that. But I feel like over the years, we've seen that when you come together and you work together, you get the best results.
That's true.
We've been seeing that even in older beefs. Gotcha. People have been coming back around and working together. Gotcha. Went down the line. So whatever it is right now, I feel like it's for a bigger picture, and Atlanta gotcha. Know how to do that.
That's sometimes. Real. That's real.
For sure.
That's
so up, you got to give credit to the people, to our city for doing that. That's because a lot of other cities is.
We set
is,
the tone for that.
Yeah.
Making it make sense.
Because one thing about Atlanta, one thing about it, we gonna get some money.
Come on,
you know what I'm saying? One thing we gonna get some money, so we just make it make sense.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like for sure. And even if that's another thing, even if y'all got beef with each other in Atlanta, it's still Atlanta versus everybody,
bro.
Everybody else, for real. That's no, for sure. It's still Atlanta versus everybody else. Whatever going on in the city, you're gonna stay in the city. But outside of the city, it's like, nah.
Yeah. We was an underdog too long. Man. No, we ain't giving that up.
Nah. We took it and that's it. All love to my New York culture, because that's me too.
Come on.
I was raised. That's what I know.
That's right.
I do both.
You
know what I'm saying? Word. I do that too. So. But respectfully, each culture has contributed to where I feel like it needed to contribute to.
Gotcha.
Like,
that's right.
For me.
That's right.
For sure. Yeah, that's right.
Who in this world knows you the best?
My little sister.
Come on, that's what's
yeah,
up.
Yeah, for
that's
sure. That's gang. That's gang right there.
That's dope, bro.
That's gang right there. My little big sister, for sure.
Man, we spoke on how you live, where you live affects your career.
Yeah.
You know, and it could have been a week, you know, a few days or whatever, but California, when you guys went out there,
yeah.
How did y'all feel? It felt different, didn't it?
So yeah, we've been to Cali a couple of times.
Okay, gotcha.
Like it out there. We really like it out there. For sure. But first time we went out there, we was like, yeah, we like this. Like
gotcha.
But we were more in like the more like Hollywood type area, but
gotcha.
The times we started going back, we were more around the culture,
gotcha.
What really it is, you know what I'm saying? And we really like it out there. So, but a couple of, actually, we shout out to Gambino, Meet the Underdogs. He brought me out there to perform in
okay.
LA.
Dope.
Yeah. Out the state. That
gotcha.
Was lit.
That's all right.
So he
That's
brought all right. me out there. Even from an artist aspect, performing out there was great.
Gotcha.
It showed love. Every time I'm out there, I love
dope,
performing there.
That's
and
dope.
I love performing in New York.
The West Coast is very acceptable to a lot of different, you know, states of hip hop there.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
you know,
real,
I noticed that. And when I was at Revolt, I heard YG said that. I heard him say out his own mouth, he said he feel like they're accepted to like a lot of different other
gotcha.
Music, but other music don't be as accepting to their West Coast
That's real.
Music as
That's
well.
True. That's true.
I've always rocked with West
Likewise.
Coast music.
Likewise, for real.
Me personally, but yeah, I could see where he says
That's
though,
real.
Because I don't really hear too many before Nip, for real.
Yeah.
Or certain like classics by Snoop or Dre. Do you really hear Atlanta really playing West Coast music like that?
Not one bit.
Not really, right?
You're not.
Nah.
The last Atlanta really pretty much listened to it was The Game.
Word.
You know, Nip was, you know, it was sad
after,
to say
a little,
it was a little
late.
After.
Yeah, it was a little late.
You
exactly.
Know, we,
it was a little
we
late.
Was late. You know,
right.
But yeah, like
yeah.
No, it was really The Game was the only one who.
Yeah,
you know, merged.
You talking to Hate It or Love It times or
exactly.
like, yeah,
Kendrick
for sure.
Never really you know, we love him. We love him, but
he wasn't really getting spins like that, like in this. Yeah, not that for sure. Yeah, he has a point in that. But YG get a lot of love out here, though. He does. Facts.
It's all about who you know. That's real.
He was, especially when that song Rich Homie came out, Atlanta was showing mad love. That's true.
Words.
That's true. Facts.
That's a fact. That's true.
That was a time. For sure.
So what we're looking at, first quarter. We spoke off camera. First quarter, what can the fans expect from everything you got going on in the first quarter of 2024?
Yeah, first quarter, we just keeping our foot on next, really. This is more visuals. This is dropping more songs. I actually got a project that's finally about to come out. Gotcha. No Love Lost, the actual project.
Okay, come on.
So finally, I'm just about to go ahead and, you know, get that off my shoulders.
Come on, bro. That's real.
I'm going to get that off my shoulders. Yeah. So we could just, you know, kind of just, I won't say flood, but just be able to keep dropping from there. Because I have too many people. We're sitting on bread. Like, all artists that don't drop their music, including myself, we're sitting on money. We're sitting on bread because your music, your catalog is what you're valued by.
That's a fact, bro.
If you don't have a catalog, then what's the sense?
That's a fact.
So I'm learning that.
So how are you, you know, No Love Lost coming in, I think you said February, correct?
Yeah, hopefully in February.
Are you, how many tracks on this actual album?
It's going to be 10.
10.
Yeah.
Gotcha. 10.
It really, the way how it is, honestly, it's more like just a playlist. Like, because I've been recording, over the time, I've recorded so many songs that it's like, I could just pick the songs that I feel like that flow the best together.
Gotcha.
Right. So
that makes sense.
And most of these songs, like 6 out of 10 of them has been out.
Gotcha.
And have videos.
That's what I was gonna ask too.
Right.
Okay, gotcha.
Right. I have another video dropping to another song.
Okay.
That's gonna come out after the project come out too. So
for sure.
That's gonna be 7 out of 10.
Come on.
So
what more do you want?
Because people don't really like to listen to projects like that nowadays,
gotcha.
Right?
Gotcha.
So we're not gonna play ourselves.
Gotcha.
For real. Like, we're not gonna play ourselves. You got a self-realization. You know what I'm saying? So if you release most of them out before time and you add a couple in there, it's a playlist.
Gotcha.
If you don't hear this, you heard this. If you hear this, come
that's
on to them with singles.
That's real,
I just put them together in a playlist of how I want you to hear
it. Just like that.
You feel me? You got to simplify it a little
gotcha.
Bit.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Yeah,
bro.
Play
makes
around
sense.
With it.
For sure. Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah, what's the rules?
No rules. Bro, that's real, bro.
Right.
Is it better to be loved or respected?
Loved.
Explain.
Loved. Nah, because I feel like somebody love you. If they got love for you, they're going to respect you for sure.
I love this debate. It's no right or wrong answer, but I love the way artists, bro, it's been like 50-50. I ask that question on every podcast. It's been 50-50.
Yeah.
You say.
I don't know, but
go ahead.
Damn.
Go ahead. Bro, I love this debate.
Because respect is, bro, that's everything, but they get, I feel like, oh, shit.
Ain't that a dope question?
If you got me, got love for you, they respect you. Nah, I don't know. Shit. Nah.
Let the beat breathe. It's real though, right? It's been about 50-50 on here for sure.
I thought I was gonna be ready for this. Too.
Right. It all depends on the scenario.
I'll be ready for this. I thought I'd be ready for it, gotcha. But yeah. Word. I thought I'd be ready for it. But nah, yeah, That's real.
Yeah,
that's real.
Bro.
That's real. But nah, doesn't love include respect? Personally,
I don't think so.
Yeah.
If you know what I mean, like I'm thinking about from every angle of it.
Yeah,
family,
right. I'm
you
thinking,
know, spouse,
yeah.
Homies, day ones. I'm thinking from every part of it. Like I just, you know, I'm prior military, so I'm big on respect.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. So like really
bro.
Big on respect.
Yeah,
yeah, it's
yeah. That's why I'm just like, bro. Yeah, you're right. Because I could think about many times somebody had me fucked up, but I love them.
But
they love me, but they had me fucked up. Yeah.
Real, right?
Thinking about it, yeah.
It's real.
Think about it, yeah. That's real, bro. Think yeah. about it. You know what? I was bugging.
Wild house. What was I saying? Yo, cut that. That was that. Yo, hold no, on. Word. But I felt it after I said it, right. though. I was like, hold on.
But no, bro.
Word.
That's real.
Yeah, nah, facts. Because of the realization. Because somebody, yeah. Too many, yeah.
Yeah, right. It's like.
But do you really love that person if you don't respect them? No.
Bro, that's what I'm saying.
But that's another thing.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like if just women, you know, like.
But you
if,
say all aspects.
All, bro, so that's strangers, though. It could be. Bro, you don't love strangers. You respect them. You know what I'm saying? I respect you enough to not, you know, pressure upon you. Come back. You know,
facts.
Like, yeah, so it's different. It all depends on the scenario.
All aspects. Respect.
Respect.
If you're going to say it from all aspects, if it's generic for.
Gotcha.
Then.
Gotcha. Respect. Real. That's real. Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. So, man, yeah. With your fans, man, it's a fan question. Outside of music, you know, entertainment, what's that one thing your fans would be interested to know? Like, man, I didn't know he does this. What's that one thing you do in spare time, free time?
Think about it. I'm trying to think about, because things that I do for me is regular for me, so I'm trying to think about things that's not regular for the outside.
Gotcha.
I think it's probably pretty obvious that I'm like into fashion, so gotcha, I mean sure, probably sure. Like I'm trying to think about something that wouldn't be like obvious that I would do outside of that. I do a lot of reading.
Gotcha.
Like I don't gotcha. Know if that's like, it's not different, but
no, is it any particular topic of reading?
No, nah, like, you know, like financial, gotcha. Like literacy, gotcha. Things of that sort, like just learning about where I want to put my money, that's how right. I'm gonna put it there, come and on. Risk that's involved
right, do you have a favorite, do you have like a favorite book?
You know, honestly, I haven't found like my favorite gotcha. Like book. I've read some good books, but they didn't have nothing to do with like financial literacy.
Gotcha.
Those were okay. just like when I was growing up. I know I definitely read a couple of book series that I'm gotcha. Like, yeah, those were my favorite. That's but true. Since I started reading for like educational purposes, right. I don't really say I've found a favorite.
Everything
yeah.
has their own purpose.
Everything yeah, has, yeah, real. For that's sure. Real. Everything right. has its own purpose right. on why you're reading it, you that's know. Real. So I don't have one gotcha. As of yet.
My well, some great ones. I'm gonna say it on camera. My favorite, one of my favorite what's books. Up? If you all read this, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck.
Really,
bro. You were speaking really? Of stress. The older I get, the less I stress.
Hmm.
Bro, you realize this matrix, bro, like ain't none of this crap. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro,
yeah,
like,
stress. No, yeah, it's just
like,
yeah,
bro,
alive.
Eat you alive, bro. It's like, man, the subtle art of not, you're like, you know what? I'm not tripping. I'm not,
yeah,
bro, it's like a dope book. It just helps you chill. Like, chill. Like, that's serious. But yeah,
yeah,
bro, I love that
like
book.
That
I love
also
that
go
book.
Back to what I'm saying. Like, stress, yes, it's just easier and late for one day at a time.
That's real. That's real, bro.
It's way easier. That's real, bro. That's real, for bro. Sure.
Like, man, any children?
No, gotcha. No, okay. No, all no, right, no, right, no, right, no. We out here keeping it playing. You did, you did. Yes, nah, no, you did. You heard.
Yeah, yeah. Like, would you ever see yourself being married?
One day.
Gotcha.
One day after I got a lot of work to do.
Gotcha. Understand.
I got a lot of places to go.
Gotcha. That's real.
A
bro.
Lot of places to see. Come like on. A lot of places to be. That's you real. Know, for sure.
Speaking of that, one place, 1 week, mm-hmm. all inclusive. Mm-hmm. Anywhere in this world, where do you travel?
I would love to go to Spain.
Come on,
for sure.
Gotcha.
No, I don't know why. I yeah. just always wanted to go to Spain.
For sure,
just,
for sure.
It's late there.
Something yeah.
Word, for sure. That's like, real. I like the culture, like that's Spanish dope. Culture. That's dope. Yeah, for sure. What about you?
Me, bro. I put subtleties everywhere. I got to go to Egypt, bro.
Egypt.
I have got to go to Egypt.
Yeah, you know,
I got an 18-month plan to get there, bro. I got to be there within 18 months.
Word?
I have to be there within 18 months, bro.
Yo, I'm that interested fact. In like that whole.
Come on, night, bro! Like,
that's crazy. So the pyramid that don't have a shadow.
Not familiar. Put me on.
There's a pyramid. Apparently, there's a pyramid in Egypt that doesn't have a shadow. That I don't know how that's
that
mathematically possible.
It means it's centered.
That's crazy. There's a pyramid in Egypt that doesn't have a shadow.
Right, or I am going to look at that tonight. Yeah. Figure out that. For sure. Like, yo, bro, that, like, you was right. That's some crazy shit.
Yo. Wow, word. Bro. Yeah, yeah. I've definitely been. I watched some mummy videos. Wow. Like, because back then, like, all right, so this for the 2000 babies. And PBS Kids, when you used to watch PBS Kids after Arthur, 5 o'clock, you know that used to come on. And all the little documentaries and stuff used to come on. You feel me? Word, facts. That's a fact. That if you know, you know. Them dreams used to come on. I used to still watch them. Facts. I was definitely into that. That's a good place.
Yeah, that's a good place. Bro, Egypt is one of the places, bro. Like. I gotta touch one, bro. Yo, this is, yeah, bro.
Yeah, this was different. Those, yeah, bro. That time real. Was different,
that's,
bro.
It's a fact. That's real. Yeah. Bro, let me ask you this, man. With $50 million in your bank account tomorrow morning, what changes about you?
Definitely the address.
Bar.
The address is different.
I will be in Spain. Right?
The address will be different. In Spain. Really, that's really about it. The address will be different.
Gotcha, that's real.
Yeah, yeah, facts. I mean,
does the grind continue?
Oh, hell yeah. What? I don't think, that's the thing. Like, I feel like people say that they want to get to a certain level, mm-hmm. right? I don't think that exists. I've learned this from some of my mentors. Because I've met some my mentors. You would think that they're at this level where there's like, they know they want more. They're hungrier now.
Bro, one of my favorite quotes is, you know, what's on a billionaire's mind? How to get that second billion.
That's a fact. Like, that's real, a fact, bro. You know? And that's real. That's where natural selection and the different and the discipline comes in.
That's true.
That separates the men from the boys. For real. That's where it comes in.
When it's all said and done, you know, it's crazy. We're speaking on Egypt. When it's all said and done, what is Jim's legacy?
That's a crazy question. That's crazy right there. As a gem or like me for real?
You saying something? You know, like you know, me? Yeah. This the initials. You know, like this man, this leader, this yeah. When they look back and they say, "What is your legacy?" It's more, you know, it's more than artists.
Word. You know what I'm saying? I mean, as that, I don't know. I feel like somebody always wanted to bring everybody up with them.
Respect.
For sure.
Respect.
Like, yeah. I'll just be chilling, man. I just want my homies to win with me.
I love that.
That's really just it for sure.
Respect.
Like, that's it.
That's real, bro.
Like, that's, yeah, because who want to get to the top alone? That must be boring, son. Like, for real, for real. That must be boring. Like, and now, like, you pulling up in Lammies and Corvies and your homies and Hoopties. It don't really work out that way.
That's real, bro. Jay-Z said it best, man. What's better than one billionaire? Two.
You feel me?
That's real.
Yeah, nobody wanna do this shit alone. But I'll be hearing the everybody can't go thing. So it's really all about who you surround yourself with.
That's there you go. That's a fact.
When you gotta worry about who you surround yourself with. That's the only reason why they say everybody can't go.
Gotcha.
You know what I'm saying? I guess once you get there, you have other issues, but I'll find out.
That's right. That's real, bro. That's real.
I'll find out. Whatever.
Well, we on that, having more time or more money. Which one means more to you?
Time. My time is invaluable. Yo, I have a song on a project called Time Heals All.
Wow.
Right? And it's like, you can't be reimbursed for time at all.
That was a bar.
No, you can't be. There's a ticking time bomb on our life. So, I mean, you can't. How much you decide to value inside for is up to you. And that's the reason why I say it's definitely important for us to establish like assets and things of that sort, where we're not trading our time for money, because we would never win.
Wow.
Never win. You never win.
Ready to say, you can, you know, another favorite quote, you can be great or you could be safe.
Yeah.
You can't be both.
Yeah. 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 Nah, not for sure. We got to also be being comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Wow.
And like being comfortable is so easy.
Bro, that's a fact.
So easy.
That's a fact, bro.
So easy.
That's a fact.
So,
what's next for you?
Honestly, we're in a point of where we've built a lot of the resources and everything is in like in-house to where gotcha. We are able to push things out the way we need to, so right. at the pace and at the quality we
gotcha,
like to
for sure.
So
sure.
What's next is just really just keep promoting the song, the videos that I have
that's
out
right. that's right,
but also adding on to that and just keep releasing but sure. consistently, but not where it's distasteful.
Gotcha.
Yeah, not where it's gotcha. distasteful, but lucky for me I have like my next like 3 or 4 projects done, so it's like whatever, it's
going
yeah sure. it's for just sure. it's just a matter. I always record new stuff and it's like about those.
Gotcha.
Like,
gotcha.
But you gotta remember nobody else heard it.
That's just, real.
It
that's
came
true.
Out.
Gotcha. That's real.
So we putting that out.
That's it.
Simple.
Respect. Respect.
Yeah. For sure.
If you could, man, for your future fans are watching this, you know, also with your fans are watching this too, if you could look into that camera and just let them know, man, you know, before we get out of here,
what's
you know,
up?
Why they should follow the movement, why they should yeah. keep on following the movement and going from there, man.
Yeah, it's your homeboy, Young Don Jim. You feel me? Your food is ice, spice is nice. Come never on, had a bad day of my whole life. You get busy, you feel me? Icy, spicy, you trying to get like me, you dig? You know what I'm saying? Smooth, it's cool. But nah, honestly, we out here spreading the movement. It's love, positivity, and respect.
Bro,
you know what I'm saying? And I appreciate you for having me
and
on this platform.
It, bro. Like, I appreciate you gracing me with your presence, bro. Like, if I move off energy, I let you know that the first day we
thank
met,
you.
Bro.
Yes,
like, the
sure.
energy is going to take you up out of here, bro.
I appreciate
I'm
that.
I'm humbled to be a part of that, bro.
Thank
for real.
You.
Your energy,
thank
bro.
You.
Your
thank
energy
you
is
for having me here, for sure.
Yeah,
and
bro,
my
like,
team.
For sure. Come on, man.
You
shout
know what I'm saying? He pulled up with the team when we came through here.
That's real.
That's love. That's love. But, yeah, no, it's BGM, Build, Grow, Maintain, you know what I'm saying? Delete the heat, you know what I'm saying? And shout out to our sponsors and shout out to everybody involved and shout out to you for this platform and
respect.
Creating a safe space for us to speak
respect.
And having a great conversation.
Respect,
you feel me?
Bro.
Thank
you. You know it. Respect.
Respect.
Man, and tradition on the Integrity Response, if you could reach into that bowl,
all right,
grab one fortune cookie. Uh-huh. You remember that feeling growing up? You don't grab that fortune cookie, bro. Yeah, yeah.
You gotta be careful. You feel me?
Yeah, that's real, bro.
I used to dad do these.
Yeah.
Like I said, my people from Brooklyn. And so
gotcha.
Used to really,
really be. Oh, gotcha.
Yeah,
gotcha.
Chinese spots. Yeah. Chinese spots. You used to always have them.
You know what the crazy part is?
What's up?
It was invented by a white man.
Really. Word.
Most people don't know.
Yeah, because you know. Yeah, you also mentioned that you was in the military.
Yeah, bro.
So word.
Yeah, bro. For real.
Word. Word. For sure.
That's
definitely
real.
That's
real.
How long were you in the military for?
Just shy of 5 years, man.
Okay,
just shy.
Sure.
Yeah, in the Coast Guard.
Thank
man.
You for your service,
man. I appreciate
God.
You, bro. Appreciate
yes,
you.
Sir.
Sure. Sure.
Anybody ever really just bite this?
Your interview number 35-5.
Yo, yeah, I feel like that's wild. Just go crazy. Yo, oh man,
I love it, bro.
Yo,
love
these
it.
Are munches for real.
Right.
Let's see what this bad boy say.
Good,
I'm trying not to get no crumbs.
Oh, you
no
good?
Way,
you
my
good,
God.
Good.
You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. Nothing gets in the way of your vision of yourself in the future.
Wow.
That's not bad.
Wow.
That's
nothing
not
gets
bad.
In your way.
Nothing gets in the way of your vision of yourself in the future.
Respect.
Yeah, respect.
Respect.
Yeah.
It's been a pleasure, bro.
That. Thank
y'all
you.
Please go run it up,
you're...
run it up. Spotify, Apple Music,
you're...
YouTube, everything going on. Follow the movement.
Facts.
Integrity Spot, Jim.
Boom, boom, boom.
We are out of here.